It's very clear that one of the most important factors in building a sustainable future is the way we build. Our next guest brings a great deal of expertise to that important subject. Ron Pope is a partner at TAG International, an architecture and land development services firm that has provided design and/or management services for more than 70 million square feet of built space, with a client list that includes Rockwell Automation, Black & Decker, Maytag, Kellogg's, Frito-Lay, and ING. He joins us to talk about the firm's creative point of view that's groundbreaking in more ways than one. Ron, welcome aboard.
Well, thank you. It's good to be here.
Well, first, let's get your point of view on the potential for sustainable design.
I think sustainable design is already a very mainstream phenomenon. It's been considered kind of a fringe concept as recently as a few years ago. It's now being so widely embraced by the public. Our clients from not only public entities, but major multinationals, private sector real estate developers, they're all asking about being green, and I think there's a real opportunity for us to educate and enlighten our clients as to how to build more sustainably. And I believe that the opportunity is to learn how to implement green building strategies in a way that's smart and cost-effective and appropriate for each given project. And I think that integrating that into overall design strategies over the next 10 years, it's going to become so accepted that that becomes the way everybody designs.
Tell me about some of your recent and current projects. For example, that remarkable building you created for the Austin Police Department.
The building for the Austin Police Department is their new forensics center. We kind of lovingly call it CSI Austin. It is not only a very technically intensive laboratory environment for crime scene investigations, but it is also a green building, Austin being a city that has long encouraged green building processes and its public buildings. It incorporates a lot of materials that are low VOC, high recycled content. We've used a lot of native materials or locally available materials, such as locally manufactured concrete block and some native stone, as well as we provided a design that provides for natural light and outside views for almost every workstation, every laboratory, and every office in the building. And that has a great impact on employee morale and productivity.
You're working on a very forward-looking project for the Border Patrol in Texas. Tell us about that.
The Border Patrol project is a brand new Border Patrol station in McAllen, Texas, which is down in South Texas. And it is a very harsh landscape down there, actually. It's very hot sun. And the GSA has mandated a LEED-certified green building. So we have sited the building in a way that minimizes east-west exposures to minimize the heat gain from the sun, and utilize some sun shading devices that also enhance the architectural character of the design. We're working very closely with the contractor on indoor air quality management and construction waste management throughout the construction process. And again, also using low VOC materials, locally manufactured materials, and materials with a high recycled content, trying to minimize the impact of the energy used to build the building.
Part of your job in these cases, apparently, is to educate your clients on the potential of sustainable and green design and building. Tell me about that.
Well, a lot of our clients come, they've heard about sustainability and green building because it's become a buzzword. It's become something that they're all hearing about and reading about, but a lot of them don't really understand the technical aspects of it or what this means, and so it gives us an opportunity to help them understand strategies that can be implemented for their project in a way that is appropriate, cost-effective, and also sustainable over the long term. There's a lot of ways that things could be green, and you don't necessarily have to throw everything that is a green concept into every project, but it's what can you do that's appropriate for this project within the client's business objectives and way of operating. So it's what's appropriate. And that's where the education part, I think, is really important.
Ron Pope is a partner at TAG International. We reached him by phone at the firm's offices in Austin, Texas. Learn much more on the web at www.tagae.com.